With a CNBC Your Money Minute, I'm Jessica Ettinger. Travel demand is strong, but there might be some cracks in just how much consumers are willing to pay. Airfares were up more than 40% in October from the same month last year, and TripAdvisor executives say, yeah, there are consumers starting to pull back. Over at Booking Holdings, though, which owns Booking.com, Kayak, and Priceline, they say they're not seeing weakness yet.
We're trying to see, is anybody beginning to pull back, or we're not seeing it. We're not seeing people who are going for, say, a lower star rating. We're not seeing in terms of people lowering the number of days they're going to be away.
Booking Holdings CEO Glenn Fogel on CNBC.
We're looking at our forward bookings. People are still willing to pay these very high rates because they haven't traveled for 2.5 years.
Some travel experts say if you can wait, prices could be a lot lower in the fall of 2023. I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC.
When you visit a state as big and diverse as Texas, there are a million different trips you can take. Let's say you've got an appetite for whitewater kayaking. You can get your own.
So this is why they call it Devil's River.
Trip to Texas. Or maybe you have an actual appetite. I'll take a pound of brisket, 6 ribs, 3 links of sausage, and a piece of pecan pie. Trip to Texas. Go to TravelTexas.com/get your own for the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours.